Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 70 years old. I have a whole lot more energy. I rest better at night. I can get out and work in the yard all day long, and I don't get tired at all. It's amazing how much difference it makes. Big energy boost. And I had my doctor's appointment today for just my regular checkup. And I told him I started taking this a few months back. He said, I understand that's a good product. Take it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Yeah. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here, katedalyradio.com. I also wanted to mention MyPillow. MyPillow.com has mattress toppers for just around $200 right now if you put in the code KATE. Normally, they're almost $400. So this is a great time to turn an old mattress into a new mattress and get a mattress topper. And these mattress toppers really are worth it. They're fantastic. Always put in the code KATE at MyPillow. The sheets are amazing. They remind me of my grandmother's sheets. And I always looked for those same quality, and who knew that MyPillow had them. Also go to mystore.com. Tremendous amount of gifts, automotive, and all kinds of really neat gifts for dad. The father in your life, the guy in your life, and you can get those gifts right now. This is such a good time to do it. Code word is KATE. Go to mystore.com or mypillow.com. American-made products, which I love, and also you're going to get the deal of the century because it's up to 90% off on all these things. Mike Lindell is passing the savings on to you. So go to mystore.com, and when you shop there, you're helping the show. So thank you for that. It's a twofer. I love it. I was just thinking about all the money that Target's lost. The shares are at a three-year low, which you would think they'd even actually be lower than that. But also Bud Light, you think about all these people losing money and so forth. And so the journal's Jennifer Maloney, this is from feed.org, pointed out that the company had been engaged in social equity-themed advertising for years, including a 2021 Michelob Light Michelob Ultra ad featuring transgender track star CeCe Telfer and a 2022 Bud Light Canada campaign for Pride Month. This isn't the first time. And then what she failed to mention in her little article was why beer companies, not just Bud Light, are suddenly courting controversial social issues such as non-binary gender, transgenderism, third wave feminism, and all the sorts, right? And the answer is the rise of the environmental social corporate governance score. It's the stakeholder capitalism, yep. Right? Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, when they come after someone else's children, they've ridden their karmatic camel into the wire, and they're getting pushed back.
Yeah, they are.
I say hoorah.
Yeah, me too.
They haven't done it.
Me too. I love
Americans
it.
Americans, majority, are great people. You know, live and let live, but they've gone too far.
Yep.
Love you.
I love you. Thanks. Appreciate you. So unlike traditional capitalism, and this is really the takeaway. I mean, I asked on the Alex Jones show, how much money are they getting for doing this, right? Because you know there's money flowing because they're not going to prop themselves up to lose that much money. But people were emailing me, Uncle Milton. They were like, no, you don't understand. It's the ESG. I go, I know it's the ESG. I'm talking about money, specific money. But this is all about, unlike traditional capitalism, they're seeking to maximize profits by serving consumers. But the ESG model, environmental social corporate governance, seeks to improve capitalism by considering other stakeholders besides investors and consumers. They're not worried about consumers.
It's just the same way they deal with taxes. It's only 17 cents increase.
Right.
You know, so you don't think much of it.
Right.
But it keeps adding up. The stockholders are the ones that are losing. But if you only own 250 shares, how much did you lose?
Right.
So
right,
you don't see you the big portion. Picture. You don't see
it's
the
compartmentalization,
big picture.
Just yes. in a different way, right? So publicly traded corporations are graded on how well they achieve social desirable metrics, not by the consumer, by the government.
Yeah.
And are you combating climate change? Are you messaging all these political messages, advancing diversity, inclusion, creating a more equitable society? Target, are you throwing up the crotch tuck it swimwear at the front of the store? See, are you doing what we want you to do? And it has nothing to do with what the consumers say to do. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, there are thousands of corporations that are carrying out this agenda using the environmental social government score is going to be an excuse for them. I mean, a few points. Bud Light, all through the media, they're talking about, oh, yes, boycott Bud Light. Budweiser owns 9 different types of beers. Why not boycott all of them?
Yeah. I agree with you.
That's by intent because they want to minimize the damage.
Yeah.
Target, I've been boycotting Target for 35 years. They've been showing they're working for the conspiracy for that long. Mm-hmm. Among these thousands, there are thousands. All you have to do is go to the CFR list and you'll see a huge number of corporations, their CEOs, their chairmen of the boards and that are on it. So this is not a small group. I'm going to attend your meeting next Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But it's not a small group.
Right.
It's really important we know that. Look how many corporations went along with the vaccines.
Yes.
Even after all the scientific evidence that was out there, how harmful they are and so forth, they still carried it out. Right. How many of these corporations are going along with global warming? Northrop, a big airplane manufacturer, was really pushing the global warming hoax. So we have a big problem here. We have a lot of boycotting to do and a lot of petitioning demonstrating we have to do.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to get there.
Until the American people understand that they are going to have to make sacrifices, this is not going to get fixed.
Well, we talked about the fact that they were trying to change what they're calling it traditional capitalism. That's where the consumer comes in and buys something.
Yeah.
Okay, that is capitalism. It's not just traditional capitalism. It is capitalism. What they're doing, and this is so important for people to grasp, they seek to maximize profits by serving consumers in capitalism, but the ESG model seeks to improve capitalism by considering other stakeholders besides the investors and consumers. Who are they? Who are they? Okay? This is your WEF members. This is your, World Economic Forum. This is all these unseen people. They are not the consumer at Target. And so what was intended to be a kinder and gentler form of capitalism, gag, has morphed into this kind of economic fascism directed by people that don't even shop there. They're not consumers there. It's insanity.
So everyone complains about how expensive their health insurance is. Do they not understand that they're paying for three other people?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because if everybody just quit buying health insurance, and the hospitals still have the sign that says no one can be refused medical care for inability to pay,
right,
then we'd all save about 10 grand a year and get free medical care.
That is so true. So so Ludwig von Mises, right? We always talk about the Mises Institute and stuff. And awesome. Pointed out, consumers are the true bosses in the capitalist system, okay? We always have been. You vote with your dollars. They feel the pain. They stop doing what they're doing, okay? So they ultimately decide what products are created and purchased. Who becomes wealthy? Who becomes poor? It's the consumer. Now, with this, what it is you've got money funneled out of our system, paid for by you and me, going to NGOs, going to World Economic Forum, going to the UN, going to all these places that I think helps back up when companies have the severe losses. Now they're getting paid through your tax dollars.
Yep.
It's insanity. Now, there still is the way to kind of break the back of this through the consumers, though, too. What they want you to think is the consumers don't have any power anymore, but that's not true. That is simply not true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate.
Hi.
Hey.
So I heard an interesting point, and I wanted to just bring
it out
and discuss it really quick. So a gentleman was talking about this, and he made mention that kind of like with the banking system, if we all pull out our money, we'll have a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
And his mindset was if we target companies, no pun intended, that are typically known to be American, then aren't we shooting ourselves in the foot?
Mm-hmm.
And my thought with that is no. Because like you just pointed out,
Not at all, because we still have the power, even though they want us to think we don't have the power. We have it in mass.
Well, exactly, because all of these huge corporations are no longer American.
Mm-hmm.
Their tentacles are global, and mm-hmm. so they don't have any loyalty to us anymore.
That's right.
So if we starve them and we put them out of business,
mm-hmm.
number one, we are going to have to learn how to sacrifice anyway.
Yes.
Why? Because they're bringing out central bank digital currencies coming,
yes.
no matter what we like it or not.
Yep.
We've got to make sacrifices and start investing in a type of shadow
Yes.
system.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
That we start promoting our local people and working through them and basically going back in time so that we, you know, are supporting the guy that's down the street mm-hmm. or the mechanic
yes.
that's, you know,
that's exactly
local.
My point. Because if you go back and we as the consumer go, no corporations, we're not doing
yep.
it anymore. We're going to actually go back to the little small business. They might
yep.
charge a little more for clothing.
Yep.
They might charge a little
exactly.
more for groceries. But you go back to the local person, they're not getting dollars for ESG, right?
Well, and down the road, who knows? We might not be using money.
Yeah.
We might be bartering.
Right.
So, you know, you trade something for
mm-hmm.
a service.
Yep.
Something that you've made or grown. And we got to get that in our brain really
yes.
fast.
Yes. See, what it is right now is a combination of the consumer, and then they're using money to go to these organizations to funnel back to pay off the people that are taking the
mm-hmm.
losses. Okay. We could
yeah.
break the back of that.
Yep.
If enough people, this is why I'm doing this next Wednesday night. If enough people in mass got the idea that if you
yep.
did what we're planning to do, this could break its back because it can't keep going like that. It's a lie. It's built on a lie because it has to be built on the taxpayer, right? And they can only fund so many companies. They can only do this
That's
with so
right.
many. They're trying to bully the other companies into it, right? They're trying to
say
you do this.
Crony capitalism is what we've got. We
yep.
don't really have actual capitalism.
Yep.
So if we can get back to the traditional version of capitalism, what it was intended for, how it really does work,
yes.
then we don't have to worry.
Yep, I agree with you. Thank you for the call. I love it. Yep, so
you know,
true.
And it doesn't matter how small or big you
mm-hmm.
can do it.
Yep.
For example, I have not bought eggs in a grocery store in 3 months now.
Yeah.
I buy them from
yeah.
local people
yeah.
who have chickens.
I had a friend
chickens.
Just give me some. Yeah.
And they cost a little more.
Yeah.
They're fresh. They're better tasting.
Yep.
They're more nutritious.
This is where the American people rally and you figure out what to support, what not to support.
Yep.
If enough people in mass, and that's why this idea, this new sponsor is so important, because if you can figure out how to get people on board, and guess what, folks? It's not hard to get people on board right now. They're sick of it. They're tired. They don't want this anymore. And so this is about the most perfect time to say, hey, let's change it up, but use people to do this. Remember how we always say the people have the power? Now it's time to demonstrate that.
You know, at first, it may seem like it's a little financial burden to go in this direction. But imagine in just a short time,
yeah,
we'll be back
do.
In the prosperous America
yes.
of the 1940s and 50s.
Yes, capitalism is not evil. Capitalism is only bad when it goes into corporations getting money in kickbacks and owning lawmakers for favors. That is the part that's bad. Capitalism itself, it's how we built the whole country. It's how we changed the world. People came here. Do you guys remember me talking about the diaries? And the people came over here and said, well, you can have what you have in Ireland, but you don't get what you have over here. It's still going to be as hard. But if you come over here, you could actually own things over here. The capitalism is not the demon that they're making it out to be.
The big corporations today avoided the monopoly laws using corporate documentation.
Yes, 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 yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the gal was onto something there as far as the not doing business with them companies because I got my VA money this morning and I was talking to the banker and I says, you know, they claim they gave me a raise. Mm-hmm. But once I convert it to gasoline, I'm getting fewer gallons of gasoline every month.
Right.
So in reality, I got a pay cut. So right now we're defaulting with the debt ceiling because they keep giving us less valuable dollars.
Yep.
And so as that happens, like Milty was saying, you know, the chickens are laying the same amount of eggs regardless of how many dollars he has in his hands.
Right.
It's what the dollars are worth. And my chickens are doing the same. And we got to start producing things ourselves.
Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. USA Today published a leaked letter showing the Human Rights Campaign had informed Anheuser-Busch that it had suspended its Corporate Equality Index score, a tool that scores companies on their policies for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees. And they said Anheuser-Busch has a key moment to really stand up and demonstrate the importance of their values of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and their response really fell short. And that came from the Human Rights Campaign. This is how they do it. This is how they bully. But we as a people can change this. I know we can. I absolutely know that we have the power in who we are as people to change this up and not feed the Human Rights Campaign, not feed this garbage, right? So we just have to work together to do it. And so that's why I invite everybody, go to mylibertyproject.org, sign up. Next Wednesday night, be on the call. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.